Be'ez Hashem Zbor, we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas, even the laws of mourning, Sefer Shoftim, the book of Judges, where now we continue now with the discussion how the laws of mourning apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the Rambam discusses specifically this halacha here in this Perek, as we begin halacha Aleph regarding first the mourning as applies to Shabbos. HaShabbos Oyla Leminyan Velus. First of all, the Shabbos day counts towards the counting of the 7 days of mourning, because ultimately, as the Rambam says the next words, that the ein avelus b'Shabbos, although there's no laws of mourning on Shabbos, ele b'dvam shebetzina, only things that are discreet. So therefore, ultimately, there is some element of mourning, and therefore does count towards the days of mourning. So what's considered discreet? Kegon atifas haroish, covering his head, because the truth is, that obligation is not in public, it's only by himself. So therefore, that's something discreet. It's something private. B'tashmash shemitah, marital intimacy, which no one knows about. Urechitz b'chaman, or bathing with warm water, those are things that apply even on Shabbos. But regarding open and revealed things, in Nogbim Avelis, one does not conduct himself with that on Shabbos, with those mourning. Ella, rather, Leibish Menolov, he wears his shoes, but Zakavas Amita turns his bed's right side up. Vinayson Shalom Chalod, and he greets every single person. Vimishli Begin, if he has a garment that's not torn from the Shiva, Machlev, he switches it. And Belayilbish Begit Keruba Shabbos, he should not be wearing a torn garment on Shabbos. I fell in love Alima, even for the mourning of his father and mother, which is very severe. Now, if he has no other garment to switch to, then he just switches the tier to the back and not on the front. When do we turn the bed's right side up on Erev Shabbos? Because it can't be upside down when Shabbos starts. So that's from the afternoon onwards. Now, even so that we're turning it right side up already at that point, one should not be sitting on the bed, because he's supposed to be sitting on the floor, only when it's dark, when it's already Shabbos. And even if after Shabbos is only 1 day left for the morning, you turn it upside down again on Matzah Shabbos until the next morning, which then it's already Miktzim Kekula, it's already part of the 7 days, already like the whole thing, and then they get up from Shiva and they turn the beds right side up at that point. Halacha Gimel now discusses regarding the counting of the Shiva, the 7 days, and the Shleishim, the 30 days, when there is a Yom Tiv that they encounter. So Haragalim, the Yom Tivim, the holidays, the festivals, Bechem Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, so to Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, and Yom Kippurim, in Dovim Medivir Avelis Nagbam. There is no element of mourning that applies by them, even regarding Dvam Shabbat Tinder, which we said you do on Shabbos, even regarding discrete things. Now, whoever buries his dead person, even 1 moment, before the Yom Tiv, which also has halacha as the regalim for this idea before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, so both the minigzer shiva, it nullifies the whole decree of the 7 days, because you started the shiva even 1 moment, and now you encounter the Yom Tiv, it nullifies that whole category. So Nimsa comes out, so you're going to count after Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippurim, it's like you did the Shiva already, it cancels the 7 days, and now you're just going to have 23 days left. Now the Chiddush in this case of Yom Kippurim or Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, depends how you say it, is that you're not going to say that Sukkot, which comes a few days after, will actually say, no, you don't have to keep 23 days, because that's Mevatel the Shleishim, which actually happens if you're after the Shiva and then you encounter a Yom Tiv. No, because we don't make two interruptions with 1 morning. Since you're not counting the Shiva in the regular way, because you're telling me that the Yom Tiv is Mevatel that, the next Yom Tiv after that cannot go ahead and cancel the Shleishim, and rather you have to keep, you're not going to keep 30 days, because the Yom Kippur wipes out 7 of it, but you have to keep the remaining 23. Lacha Pesach, now, however, after Pesach, Shisha Asim Yom, you only have to keep 16 days. Why? Because if, let's say, they buried the dead person a few moments before Pesach, the moment they hit Pesach, it's like the Shiva was already counted already. And then you have a Shiva Zimei Achad. You have the 7 days of the Yom Tov itself. So that's 14. So if you take that, 30 minus 14, you're going to be remaining with 16 days. And this is a novelty. Even if they buried a moment before Shavuos, which is only a 1 day Yom Tov, you're only going to have to count afterwards 16 days, because even though it's 1 day, it's still considered in equivalency as the Shalosh Regalim of Sukkot and Yom Kippurim. It's counted as 7 days in that regard, and therefore the moment before is canceled, that's the 7 days, and then another 7 days, so to speak, of the Yom Tov Shavuos, remaining with only 16 days. Now, Kavos Meisa Kodem Chag HaSukkos. So we spoke about Pesach and Shavuos. Now, if someone buries a dead relative a moment before the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Moina Achar Chag, he only has to count up to the Yom Tov, Tishi Yom Bilvad, only 9 days. Why? Shadei Shemini Atzeres, because the 8th day of Sukkos called Shemini Atzeres, is regal b'vnei atzmoi, halachically for certain things, is considered its own Yom Tov. the nimtza comes out, yom tiberi yishin mafsik shiva. When you get to the first day of Sukkot, that already cuts off the 7 days of the morning, which are the first 7 days of the shleishim. Then you have shabbos yimiyachag, the 7 days of Sukkot, and then the shmini shalchag, the 8th day of the yom tiberi, is regalecha, is his own yom tiberi, another seven. So that's already 21 days, seven times three, which are 21, remaining with 9 days after Sukkot, even though you only buried a few moments before the Yom Tov Sukkot. Lachai continues regarding the interruption of the Shleishim, which spoke about the Shiva, now we're speaking about the Shleishim, and of hair cutting, which is a different category. Hakoyves Mesoi, so if someone buries a dead relative, Shivas Yomim Koydim Regim Nergong. So it's at least 7 days before the Yom Tov, so already past the Shiva. Or 7 days before Shana Yom Kippurim. So then, Butlik Zer Shleishim. So he said it's going to nullify one, not both, but since you already passed the Shiva, it's going to nullify now the next category, that of the Shleishim. And you don't have to keep the remaining Shleishim after that. Umut L'Sapu L'Chabas B'Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut your hair and do laundry on Erev Yom Tov, B'Erev Yom Kippurim, on the day before Yom Kippurim. Now, why is that? It's only 7 days before you're going to finish the Shiva, but when you get there, but how are you allowed to go ahead and do that? Because some of the days, like all of the days, so essentially it counts for both the seventh day, which is finishes on the morning of the seventh day, it's like you did the whole thing, and it's like the eighth day. So it's like as if you already started the Gezeirah Shleishim a little bit on that day already, and therefore it's Mevatel, the whole Shleishim. And you don't have to count anything after Yom Tov of the Shleishim. Now, if he's mourning for his father or his mother, then even if they died more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, in the Megalech is not a cut his hair, until his hair grows very, very long, or his friends instigate him to say, what's going on? You got to cut your hair. And the Yom Tov does not interrupt that thing. You have to wait for those one of those two options to cut the hair. Now, however, let's say the sixth day of the Shiva is on your Yom Tov. I don't have to say if it's Chamishi or Shlishi, the fifth or the third day. Then he cannot cut his hair. The only thing that's going to be stopped with the Yom Tov is the decree of the 7 days, not the 30 days, because you didn't finish the 7 days. It's only if the 7 days is that day, so you count the part of it like ready seven and ready like eight. But if it's only day six or less, then it's only nullifying the Shiva. And therefore, in the mutalircha, it's balasuch, so it's not allowed to take, and I'll bathe or anoint himself, lasadabra, do anything at Shekhanas Yom Tov until enters Yom Tov. Now, once it's Yom Tov, then, as we said, then there's no halachas of avails at all on Yom Tov. Now, the Yom Tov mafsik, shahar shev, and Yom Tov interrupts the rest of the 7 days. Balacha Yom Tov, and then after Yom Tov, mashlam kol shleish miyam miyam isa, you complete all the 30 days from the day of the death. Va'asabem b'chol chamesh dvar, and you fill in all the five things that we mentioned in Perek Vav, halacha bathe, which apply during the days of the shleishim. Now, Chol Shvi Shalai Liz Be'er Regel. Okay, so let's say, as we spoke about before, let's say day 7 comes out in Erev Yom Tov, which we said, okay, great, Miksim Kekul, it's like already you finished the Shiva in the morning, and you already started day 8 in the afternoon, and then it's going to be Vat L'Shleishim. But, Vadihu Shabbos, day 7, Erev Yom Tov, is a Shabbos, which, you know, I'll take a haircut on Shabbos. So, Pesach Min Gzeirah Shleishim, so like we said, it does nullify the decree of day 30, but you weren't able to take a haircut, but, Umut L'Galich B'Teich HaMayit, you're allowed to take a haircut then during the Yom Tov, meaning Chol HaMayit. Should he understand you because it was beyond his control? He wasn't able to take a haircut on Shabbos. So then if someone's an einus, then although you know generally take a haircut on Chalamayid, that situation would permit it. So you can take a haircut after Shavuos, if day 7 was on Shabbos, Erev Shavuos. After Rosh Hashanah, because we said already nullified the decree of the 30 days. And if he can take a haircut whenever he wants to. Lachaches, regarding someone who buries his dead relative on Chol HaMoed or on, as it relates to Yom Tov Sheni. Hakoyves Mesa B'Teich HaRegel. Someone buries his dead relative during the Yom Tov. Lechol Lo Bavelis Klal. So the mourning doesn't take effect at all, even regarding things that are discreet. And V'Inu Negev Elz B'Regel. We said you don't conduct yourself in mourning in the Yom Tov. Ella, rather, what happens is, L'Acha HaRegel Maschel Limna Shiva. You only start counting the Shiva after Yom Tov is over. And V'Negevim Kol HaBavelis, and then you'll conduct yourself with all the halachas of mourning. And you count the 30 days from the day of the burial. And then you connect yourself with the rest of the 30 days with all the decrees of what the laws of Shleishim are. Lachatas. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there's one day Yom Tov. Torah says one day. But certain places where they didn't know when Rish Chodesh was, they didn't know which day Yom Tov is. So, of course, the sake of the Yemen and today's time where we keep them that custom, where they do 2 days of Yom Tov. So, you're going to count the 7 days from the, there's Yom Tov, and there's the first days and the last days, and the Chol HaMoed in between. So, the last days, the second day Yom Tov, you can already start counting the Shiva from that day. And that is Av Pishen Negabel. So though one does not treat himself with the laws of mourning, even on Yom Tov Sheni, but Hoyim the Vrema, who since is only rabbinic, because Minat Torah is only one day Yom Tov, so Achron Shal Pesach doesn't apply biblically. So Oilam and the Minyan, so it's counted for the counting of the 7 days of mourning. And therefore, Min Achav Shishim Lubat, so therefore when Yom Tov is over, so to speak, after the 2 days of Yom Tov, then you only count 6 days. And you count 30 days from the days of the burial, like we explained. Halacha Yud. Now, however, HaKoyves Meisa B'Yom Tov Sheni, but if someone actually does the burial of his dead relative on the 2nd day of Yom Tov, meaning Shu Yom Tov Achron, meaning from the 2 days, the 2nd day of the 2 days, meaning day 8 of the Yom Tov of Pesach, let's say, we're B'Yom Tov Sheni Shalatzer, so the 2nd day of Shavuos, which again is also the same halacha, it's all the way at the end, and it's the rabbinic day, then noig by avelus. Then actually, one does conduct himself with mourning, and the reason is hoyel b'yom tov sheni medibrim. Since the 2nd day of Yom Tov, it's halachas of not mourning, of having simchas Yom Tov, only rabbinic. Va'avelus yom rishon shel Torah. And if it's the 1st day of mourning, meaning it's the day that you're doing the burial, that's actually biblical in contrast to the rest of the shiva. So yidocha say shel debrim. So we're going to push away the rabbinic positive commandment of rejoicing on the Yom Tov of Yom Tov sheni, ne'asei shel Torah, for the biblical mitzvah of mourning on day one. Aval, but an exception to this rule is Imkavim Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. If the burial is on the 2nd day of Rosh Hashanah, then in Noig Be'avelus, then there's no conduct of mourning. Shashnim Kim Aruchim, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long day, and therefore it has the same halacha like the 1st day of Rosh Hashanah. And that's Mitam Shavi'an Milchus Kiddush Achaydish. That's for the reason we explain the laws of Kiddush Achaydish, which the Rambam there in Perak Halacha Ches says that since they used to do 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael, even at a time when they used to see and go based on the vision of the moon, they instituted that they should always be 2 days, and therefore it's going to have like halacha, like one long day, and hence it's going to be the same stringency as day one, and they're not going to reject that avelus, even though it's the 2nd day of Rosh Hashanah and it's not the 1st day.